for now. Rest in peace, Yordano Ventura. We know about the tragedy that struck the Kansas City Royals. Today they officially announced the signing of Jason Hamill, starting pitcher that in essence is a replacement there in the rotation for Yordano Ventura. 2 years, $16 million, a deal for Jason Hamill. The quick take on this is that the Royals did absolutely everything they could in the wake of Yordano Ventura to try and make the team as competitive as possible, because Jason Hamill was basically the best option that was out there. Doug Fister, maybe some would really quabble about, but this essentially 1A, 1B. They went out and got one of the two guys that were considered to be the best starting pitching arms out there. So, you know, it seemed like before Yordano Ventura's situation, the Royals were not totally all in on being all in, you know, being all in for this season. We were hearing about David Glass wanting to make sure they were careful with what the payroll was going to be instead of just letting them have carte blanche to go do what they need to in this year, with last year with Hosmer and all those guys, to go win another world championship. I guess if it took something like that to push their backs against the wall to then be more all in like this, so be it. But in this case, it's hard to find any fault with the Royals for doing what they did to go get Jason Hamill. Regardless of what you think he's going to be, any kind of flaws that could be there, and there are, he's definitely not without his warts. But this was what they had to do. They went out and did it.
And they, I mean, I think the big thing here is it just takes a lot of pressure off of Danny Duffy and Ian Kennedy to have, like, the season of their careers or something like that, because they would have been asked to do an awful lot had the Royals either not done anything or gone out and signed, you know, some veteran that wouldn't have been in the major leagues otherwise or something like that. So I think that that's the biggest thing, is the depth that it adds. And as Dayton Moore pointed out today in the press conference, it also helps the bullpen quite a bit, because it frees up the possibility for Matt Strom to be kind of a shutdown seventh or eighth inning guy, instead of maybe forcing him to be your fifth starter, which wouldn't be an ideal situation. So this was good across the board, and they did pretty well with it financially as well.
Well, don't get it twisted. There's still going to be a ton of pressure on Duffy, Kennedy, even, you know, Vargas. I mean, anybody that's going to pitch there. Hamill, there's going to be pressure on him, because it still is, I would say, a below-average rotation right now, barring Danny Duffy being Cy Young caliber or something, hitting his ceiling next year. I think you're really looking at that. But it does, I would just say, it takes it from being in a situation where there's virtually no way to win to now giving yourself a puncher's chance at the playoffs with this type of a rotation. This gives you a shot. You're in the mix. The Pecota, I don't even know what that stands for, but
we talked about it yesterday, too.
It projects the wins or whatever. They put them at 71 wins. So, like, even with Jason Hamill, I mean, the expectations are pretty low. Now, the Royals always seem to exceed that number, yes. But the expectations are pretty low for Kansas City. But not only does this seem to make sense just from going out and getting the best starting pitcher when all of a sudden you had a huge void there with a guy who has the upside of a number one or number two pitcher in Ventura, but also he seems to be a good fit personality-wise. He brings a lot of personality. I was just looking through a list of things to know about him. Like, he has been open about guys' potato chips and how much he loves them because they have helped him with cramps. He says they have potassium, and then sea salt helps him retain water, so it's helped his career
okay,
by not cramping. So he's a big advocate and was advocating for guys' potato chips in his press conference today with the Royals when they officially introduced him. He also unofficially ran for president last year with the campaign slogan, "Hell Yes." And even has a whole video about it, a promotional video. And then Danny Duffy, apparently today, according to Jason Hamill, the first thing he heard from Danny Duffy was when he walked into the Royals clubhouse, Danny Duffy said, "You ready to get weird?" So it seems like he's fitting in pretty well. So
yeah,
from a clubhouse dynamic, this seems to be a positive as well, which, as we know with the Royals, that has been a big deal. How much you believe that actually fuels their winning, I don't know, but they've had a good vibe about them, and I think that certainly doesn't hurt.
Where do we stand on being ready for baseball season? We're less than a week away from pitchers and catchers reporting. Does it feel like it's that time of year already?
I stand in the camp that I better be ready, because it's today, Wednesday. Nine days from now, I'm going to be calling a baseball game.
Oh, my. That is just insane.
So I'm going to have to be ready. As far as the Royals go, I'm definitely ready. Like, I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. Just looking at the overall outlook of the season right now and losing Ventura and all that that's happened has made me more doubtful about what this team is going to be. But still, they are going to be at least competitive team, I would figure. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
I think they have a solid chance to win the AL Central.
Just glad that here in this scenario, they've done everything possible to give them the best shot that they can right now. I as weird as it sounds, I did not feel like that pre-Ventura. Post-Ventura, I now feel like they have at least done that. So there's that. Jabroni of the Week is coming up next, since Mitch didn't have a chance to do it yesterday when we were doing high school basketball. All you people that voted in this Twitter poll, you're crazy.
Very smart. Very smart people.
It's fixed. Russia
did it. Is
this
poll even real?
Huh?
Is this poll even real?
I don't know, man. I think it's just fake news. I think it's fake news. Fake news says 69% Mitch should DJ K-State basketball.
That's a nice advantage, Mitch.
69% for Mitch. Fake news. Sad. Jabroni of the Week next.